A Jewish Journal article. Florida Jewish man slapped after confronting individual's use of anti-Semitic slur. An Orthodox Jewish man was slapped at a hotel pool in Aventura, Florida on August 22 after confronting an individual about their use of an anti-Semitic slur. Local 10 News reported that video footage of the JW Marriott Miami Turnberry Resort and Spa's Tidal Cove Water Park shows that the victim, Elon Altit, had confronted the alleged slapper, Marcos Rodriguez, after Rodriguez's wife called a woman a dirty Jew. Altit's wife, Tanya Cohen, told Local 10 that the woman's bathing suit was dripping on Rodriguez's wife's towel. She was so apologetic, Cohen said. Rodriguez can then be seen slapping Altit in front of Cohen and their 5 children. Rodriguez told police that he slapped Altit because he had threatened him, though video evidence and witness accounts said otherwise, according to Local 10 News. The guy was definitely trying to pick a fight with a Jew, Cohen told Local 10 News. We are in 2021. This shouldn't be happening anymore. Aventura Police Major Michael Bentalila told Local 10 News, we take any threat to anyone seriously, especially if it has to do with race, ethnicity, anything along those lines. If our investigation leads us any further, there could be an enhanced hate crime. Jewish groups condemned the slapping. We are deeply disturbed by the report of this incident in Aventura, Anti-Defamation League Florida tweeted. Hashtag antisemitism should never be tolerated. Calling someone a dirty Jew is reprehensible. We urge at Aventura police to continue to investigate this as a possible hashtag hate crime. American Jewish Committee Director of Combating Antisemitism Holly Hufnagel also tweeted, the unrelenting attacks against Jews across the U.S. cannot go unpunished. Stop Antisemitism Executive Director Leora Rez said in a statement to the journal, we are horrified hate crime charges were not filed against Marcos Rodriguez as this assault stemmed from an obscene, dirty Jew, comment. This entire attack, both verbal and physical, was prejudicial in nature.